from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, more than a million New Jersey residents are at serious risk of having their households flooded. A report by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York finds 1 in 10 properties in New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut are at high risk of flooding. Among places where flood risk is greatest, Jersey City, Hoboken, Atlantic City, and Toms River made the top 20 of households in the tri-state at risk. 90% of homes in Keensburg, meanwhile, are at serious risk. It's still wildly high, but the number of yearly drug overdose deaths appears to be headed for another decline in New Jersey. Officials keep count weekly.
Compared to the same time last year, drug overdose deaths in New Jersey are down by about 26%. According to the Office of the Chief State Medical Examiner, Angelo Valente, executive director of the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey, says it's believed a major reason for this decline is the implementation of safeguards before someone can even start on the path toward addiction.
There is a limit for the first prescriptions that are provided to individuals.
On the back end, access to naloxone, the opioid antidote, is expanding in the Garden State. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And around the NFL this weekend, the Jets are in London for a game against the Vikings on Sunday. The team left Thursday to get acclimated to the time change, and game kickoff is at 9:30 our time in the morning. The Giants are in Seattle for Sunday afternoon. The Eagles are on a bye for week 5. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. Staying mild for Saturday, the complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather through the rest of this afternoon. Turning out partly sunny, pleasant afternoon with highs in the middle 70s. Clouds will quickly thicken up, though, for this evening, leading to a shower in spots. For tonight, a low near 60 degrees. Tomorrow, some early clouds will break for some sunshine for the afternoon. Should be a great day for outdoor activities with pleasant conditions. Temperatures from the mid to upper 70s. Then for tomorrow night, clear and cold. Lows in the upper 40s in the northwest to around the upper 50s near the shore. And as we head into Sunday, turning out mostly sunny. Should be a great day across much of the region, though if you are heading out to the shore, expect rough surf to develop. Temperatures on Sunday from the low to mid-70s. Some more showers then returning for Sunday night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Matt Benz.
Flemington 74, Freehold 75, and Pennsville also 74. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.